Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And here we go. NFL free agency all over the place. Derek Carr's got a new home. Aaron Rodgers probably about to have a new home. And our buddy Nick Saban, not real happy.
Yeah, he's not real happy. We're going to do a little different butthurt segment this week where we'll talk a little bit about potential permanent opponents.
You're going to make it interactive?
Interactive, where we'll let you be the judge on whether a certain team's going to be happy or they're going to be butthurt.
It's a Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
We're still a long way from high school football season, but we are creeping toward that direction. And so just recently, with the connections that I have, I was able to obtain a copy of the Brunswick High schedule. It was also posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
So we're going to delve into that, the Brunswick High Pirates schedule, here in the first segment. And so I'm thinking they'll scrimmage some jamboree against
McIntosh.
And there's another team that's involved in that too.
Probably so, but that's on August the 11th.
Yep. And so I think the Pirates will open their season with a bye. Isn't that right, Kip?
That is correct.
Yeah. So then on August the 25th, the Pirates return the trip from what was a great game last year at Glenn County Stadium. They'll go down to Chris Gilman Stadium down in Kingsland to play the Camden County Wildcats.
That's going to be a tough opener for the Pirates. Camden will have a game under its belt at that time, and if I had to pick a favorite right now in that football game, I'd say Camden.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Camden's got a lot of talent returning from a team that went to the second round of the playoffs. You would expect that they're going to be a little bit better. Quarterback returns. Jaden Daly is going to be their leading back, and he is going to be a monster. He's a junior, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and he's a very, very talented running back.
Brunswick's going to have Terry Mitchell, touchdown Terry, on the outside. Running backs returning, Towns and Heck. J.R. Elkins returning at quarterback. So, yeah, Brunswick, some folks think they might be a little down, but offensive firepower is going to be there. Defensive line is going to be pretty good with River Creel and company back. And we got another Towns kid on defense at linebacker. And secondary, Brunswick High's always got a pretty good secondary. So Brunswick looks to compete for another region championship next year.
And that trip down to Kingsland will only be one of three road trips that the Pirates take in 2023.
That is correct. But there are Camden and Effingham are two tough road trips. Mm.
So then they'll be at home against Winter Park at Glenn County Stadium.
I've been trying to look up Winter Park. It's going to... That looks like it could be a tough contest as well.
So, game one, I forgot to do this. Game one, I'm going Camden, 0-1. Game two, I'm going Pirates, 1-1.
I'll say same, 1-1.
Okay. September 15th, I skipped the Border War. St. Augustine on September the 9th in the Border War at Glenn County Stadium. It's going to be a really good game. I'm taking the Pirates at home in this game, even though it's technically a neutral site. The game's at Glenn County Stadium. 2-1 Pirates.
Yeah, I'll say 2-1 as well.
September 15th, Islands at Brunswick. Pick your score. 3-1 Pirates.
3-1.
Brunswick at Glenn. Glenn trying to get back in the winning ways. They've lost a bunch of state title game, or it's not state title games, but city championship games. How many is it now, Kip?
Three.
All right, so I've lost three in a row. I actually spoke with Rocky Hidalgo, the Glenn Academy Red Terrors head coach, just a couple of days ago, and we were talking about his offense and what he expected. They're going to have a new quarterback there, and so, you know, he thinks that they'll be a very good team, but like most Rocky Hidalgo teams, he thinks they're going to be really good toward the end of the season.
Yeah, he's. I mean, they're going to get better. They struggled a little bit last year, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and that's probably going to get addressed in the offseason. So I still have Brunswick winning that game, but it won't be like 55-21 like last year. Yeah, It'll be a good one.
I agree. Brunswick 4-1. Then Grovetown comes to Brunswick 5-1.
5-1, yeah.
Brunswick then takes the long trip to Lakeside Evans up in Augusta, maybe for the last time, as the regions will change next year. And what am I, 5-1, 6-1?
6-1.
Yeah. And then on October the 13th, by the way, which is my birthday, there'll be a Brunswick High bye.
And that means they'll drop in the power rankings.
You don't drop in the power rankings.
Yeah, you drop in your power rankings based on a bye. That's how it works.
No, you don't.
You didn't think you were going to slip that past anybody.
You don't drop.
Historically, teams that are in the power rankings, that your power rankings, that have a bye week, they drop two or three spots.
I think next week it's time to do the first preseason Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Yeah, last year you had Long County at number one.
Well, they started pretty well.
Yeah, okay.
They won a jamboree.
Okay.
Two halves in a jamboree, okay, which put them at number one.
All right.
On October 20th, South Effingham travels to Glenn County Stadium, 7-1 for the Pirates.
7-1, I agree.
All right, October 27th, Evans at Brunswick, 8-1 for the Pirates.
8-1, yes.
And then on November 3rd, which I guess most folks think this will end up like it's been the last couple of years, a de facto region championship game, Effingham at Brunswick.
Brunswick at Effingham.
Oh, Brunswick at Effingham.
Yeah, we go up there this year.
Okay, well, I will. Schedule says something different. Maybe I need to have my eyes checked.
Yeah, they came here last year.
Okay.
That's going to be tough.
I'll take Brunswick 9-1.
It's going to be tough. Effingham's got to replace quarterback in some other key positions, but it's going to be 9-1 is quite possible.
The thing that I'll say is Brunswick High's had like a couple of seasons where they've gone 9-1 and 10-0, something like that, something silly. I'm not concerned about Brunswick High's regular season schedule. What I'm concerned is, hey, Pirates, you've had a really good run the last 3-4 years. You've had a really good run, but you hadn't made that run hasn't translated deep into the playoffs. That's what the fan base is looking for now.
They're looking for a third-round trip. Last year, man, probably played the toughest four seed in the history of high school football in the state of Georgia with a 4- or 5-star quarterback, just a sophomore. But, hey, had a chance to win, didn't get it done. Pirate fans are looking to get past the first and second round.
I hear excuses is what I hear.
You don't hear anything.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-STHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Brunswick High basketball girls had their season come to an end in the Final Four of the GHSA tournament. Lovejoy ended the Lady Pirates' season 73-62. The Lady Pirates finished the season with a 27-4 mark. Meanwhile, down the swamps of Folkston, the Charlton County Indians have played their way all the way into the final of the Single-A Division II tournament against Wilkinson County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. I say Aaron Rodgers, you say narcissistic. How bad is the NFC South when signing Derek Carr makes you the favorite? Geno Smith, top 10 QB, and is now paid like it. Can you spot me 10 bucks, Geno? Calvin Ridley, Evan Ingram, Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, Marvin Jones, the greatest show in Duval. Titans are now looking to trade Derrick Henry. That's like looking to sell your 2002 Honda Accord. Write this down. The Kennesaw State Owls will make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Hootie hoo!
In what tournament?
Remember when Michael Vick made Algie Crumpler a Pro Bowler? Because he could only throw five-yard routes. Fast forward, Lamar Jackson to Kyle Pitts.
Wow.
Do you realize the Lakers are 12th in the Western Conference? There are only 15 teams. What does not winning the Pac-12 get you? Apparently an extension. Just ask Chip Kelly. Thanks, Pitch Clock, the return of the stolen base. You can find me this weekend in a theater catching the best dinosaur movie of all time. Dang, Jey Uso, you broke my heart.
I don't even know where to begin.
That's when I know that I've done a good job in the weekend review that he doesn't even know where to go.
Where do I begin? I mean, you're sitting here. Lamar Jackson's a top five quarterback in the NFL. Yeah, and you're sitting here saying he can only throw five-yard out patterns?
This is what I know. I know that when Michael Vick was with the Falcons,
golly,
that he couldn't throw to the receivers, and so he made Algie Crumpler a Pro Bowler. And I feel like Lamar Jackson's got a very similar skill set than Michael Vick.
Please. Lamar Jackson is an NFL MVP.
So was Michael Vick.
I mean, so – Wow.
Kyle Pitts is about to be a Pro Bowler. 5 yards, turn around.
Mark Andrews was a Pro Bowler in Baltimore.
Yeah, that, and you just made my case for me.
Yeah, but
5 yards, turn around. I won't hit you in the numbers, but I'll be somewhere around there.
He does pretty well. That would be a big coup if the Falcons can pull that off. Pac-12, I mean, Chip Kelly. I didn't even know. Is he still coaching?
Yeah, he's still there. Just they just signed him to an extension.
Wow.
At UCLA, despite the fact he has done nothing since taking that job, nothing of any consequence.
We're sitting here talking about baseball, and we're not talking about the superstars, the home run hitters, blah blah blah. We're talking about a dang pitch clock. Therein lies the problem with Major League Baseball.
Nail on the head.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
A pitch clock. Yeah. That's taking up the conversation here in the preseason. Not who the Braves' fifth starter is going to be. Not who's going to win, who's going to hit the most home runs, who's going to lead their team to the World Series. We're talking about a dang pitch clock. My goodness, Major League Baseball, your marketing people are
just
buffoons.
They suck. And the great thing about the pitch clock, what we have seen, is it's going to lend itself to a whole bunch of stolen bases, which is kind of what we thought was going to happen. And so
Ronald Acuna, 40-40?
I mean, I read an article about that the other day, that there was a potential. Stealing 40 bases and hitting home 40 home runs is hard to do. And they're just throwing it out there willy-nilly. Like, I don't really – was Andrew Jones a 40-40 guy?
I don't think he was. Was he?
I mean, maybe. I don't remember. I know Ron Gant at one point in the early 90s was a 30-30 guy a couple of years for Atlanta.
Baseball's
become – 40-40 is a whole different ballgame.
Baseball's become so behind the times that the stolen base now is just a forgotten statistic. Teams don't steal bases anymore.
I mean, this is true, but they should, right?
Oh, they should. That should be part of the game. Catchers should have to throw people out, not throw people out 28% of the time.
In the old days of baseball, if you were a catcher and you had a 28% success rate as far as throwing out runners,
you were in Double A.
Yeah, you were in Double A or a backup.
Yeah, working on getting that ball out of your hand.
That just didn't happen, and now it's common, right? You in the old days, if you weren't over 30%, you weren't in the major leagues.
I mean,
that's the bottom line.
Catchers just don't throw runners out a high percentage of the time anymore. It's sad that the game's evolved into that, but that's just the way it is.
Well, so the Braves' spring training battles continue. Bryce Elder, another great start. Ian Anderson finally gets a good start his belt. And the Braves bullpen looks pretty decent along as far as the guys that you expect to be in the bullpen. Now, those other guys, we'll see. The guys that you haven't heard of are the guys that are getting hit a lot.
That will be working on their craft somewhere like Gwinnett, somewhere like Mississippi, and some other locations.
If there. So, yeah, Rosario and Ozuna, all eyes on those guys. Mm-hmm. Both of them are still struggling at the plate. Rosario had a couple of mishaps out in the field. And, my thought process here, Kip, is you're probably going to start Rosario because defensively he's better than Ozuna in left. But if Rosario's going to go out there and misplay balls and make a couple errors, stick Ozuna out there because he's going to do better with the bat.
Wouldn't it have been easier? And I'm not – this is the last time I'm going to say this. I'm not saying anything else. Why couldn't the Braves have re-signed Dansby and put Grissom in left field?
Money? Because Dansby wanted a king's salary to come play shortstop for Atlanta, wasn't willing to take a significant hometown discount to stay?
I hear the dollars and cents of it, but, man – Braves would be a better ball club, don't you think?
Well, I mean, maybe offensively they would be, but, I mean, gosh, Grissom is not a left fielder. He's a shortstop, and you're throwing him out there in left field. I mean, would he have been any better defensively than Rosario or Ozuna? Probably not.
I would wager that he would be. But
he's a good athlete, but so is Rosario.
Yeah, that's, I mean, okay.
Man, I was watching some old YouTube clips of Andrew Jones Ooh. Playing center field for the Atlanta Braves. Man, was he taken for granted by the Braves fans. He was so good defensively.
So good, and not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, as which is a travesty. Every
What's up with that?
I don't understand it. Yeah, the baseball writers are idiots.
They are. Don't get me started on them.
The catches that Andrew Jones made that he made look easy that weren't is just nuts. He would just glide to the ball.
And the arm was fantastic. And he could hit for average and he could hit for power.
He would play so, Tom Glavin talks about this a lot, he would play so shallow that he would take singles away from guys in center field. But yet you couldn't hit the ball over his head because he was so great at going back on the ball.
He was very good.
Yes.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Just on a superstar-laden roster. So he kind of got forgotten a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. John Smoltz. There's that country song that I love now. I heard it the other day. The 98 Braves. You heard that?
Uh-uh.
You need to Google this song. 1998 Atlanta – or 98 Braves.
Okay.
It's hilarious. It's a great song. I don't know who sings it. I just saw it somewhere.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was – Andrew Jones was fantastic. As far as defensively, Andy could hit as well. A whole bunch of home runs when he was in Atlanta.
He was something special.
Oh, we miss Andrew.
Yes, we do.
I remember John Smoltz, he was doing a game for Fox, and when Christian Pache was still with Atlanta, and I guess it might have been Joe Buck or whoever it was doing the games with Smoltzy, and said, yeah, they're comparing Pache to Andrew Jones. And Smoltz was like, whoa.
Time out.
Slow down. Pump the brakes.
Pump your brakes. Yeah.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons. But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now we get to that point where it's Kip's butthurt list. But before we get there, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. But also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
All right, so now we officially head down that road. This is the Butthurt List by Kip Branch. Explain the parameters of the special one.
Special Butthurt List today. Permanent opponents for the new expanded SEC in 2024 are leaking out. Got Doug Dellinger from Sports Illustrated wrote an article on projected matchups. And you're hearing rumors on coaches like Brian Kelly talking about permanent opponents at some of the booster club meetings around the state. It's been reported that Nick Saban's not happy and been complaining to the SEC offices in regards to their potential matchup. So what we'll do today is I'll go through each team in the SEC and you say, are they going to be happy or will they be butt hurt?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Let's go.
Let's start with Missouri. All right, leaked potential SEC permanent opponents for Missouri. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Vanderbilt.
Happy.
They should be happy.
Happy,
with that.
Yes.
Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, Ole Miss.
Unhappy.
Or butthurt?
Butthurt, yes.
All right. Texas A&M, LSU, Texas, Mississippi State.
Butthurt.
Yeah, I think they'll be a little butthurt with that one.
Yeah.
Here's one. Texas, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Arkansas.
Butthurt.
Butthurt. Here's another one.
They did one to Texas.
Here's one that you're going to find interesting, too. Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, and Florida.
Florida?
Just throwing out there things same, that are leaking out.
Same again.
Texas, Missouri, and Florida for the Oklahoma Sooners.
A butthurt.
Yeah.
That trip to Gainesville.
Every other year is not going to be good. Then you got Red River Shootout. Then you got Missouri there. Excuse me. LSU, you ready?
All right.
Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Alabama.
Well, slow down. Who is this again?
LSU.
Okay. Who are they?
Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Alabama.
Oh, they're thrilled with that. That's a great pod.
That's not a pod. That's their permanent opponents.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I think they'd be happy with that. Ole Miss. You ready for the Ole Miss?
Okay.
Mississippi State, LSU, Arkansas.
Yeah, they would be happy with that.
They should be happy with that. Mississippi State.
Okay.
Ole Miss, Kentucky, Texas A&M.
Yeah, they'll be happy with that.
They should be. Should. Alabama. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Auburn, Tennessee, LSU.
Not happy. Butthurt.
Is that why Nick's a little unhappy right now?
Yeah, Nick is, like you said, he's complaining to the SEC offices, and they're telling him we're trying to preserve some natural rivalries and then trying to give a down opponent by some research that we've done, what the school has done the last 10 years. So you get Tennessee because they've been bad the last 10 years.
That just beat you and had an 11-2 season. Auburn, you ready for Auburn?
Okay.
Alabama, Georgia, and Vanderbilt.
Glad I'm say butthurt.
Yeah.
Alabama and Georgia every year.
Every year. Well, they got that anyway.
It's brutal.
Yeah. Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Auburn, Missouri.
Oh, they should be thrilled with that.
They should be.
Yeah.
Listen to this cupcake.
Okay.
All right, Tennessee. You ready?
Go ahead.
Vanderbilt.
This is Tennessee?
This is Tennessee.
Okay.
Projected permanence. Vanderbilt, Alabama, and South Carolina.
Oh, they should be thrilled.
They should be thrilled.
Thrilled.
And Nick probably sees this and says, you got me Alabama, Tennessee, and LSU, and they're playing Vanderbilt in South Carolina. Every year you got to be kidding me.
Okay.
All right, Kentucky, Mississippi State, South Carolina, and Georgia.
They should be thrilled with that.
Yeah, they should be.
Thrilled with it.
The Georgia Bulldogs. You ready?
That guarantees that Kentucky will be every year in the conversation for the number two. Well, never mind. We're not doing divisions anymore.
Georgia, Auburn, Florida, Kentucky.
Wait, say it again. And who was it?
Georgia.
It was Georgia and who?
Oh, Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi State for Kentucky.
Georgia gets...
No, Georgia gets Auburn, Florida, and Kentucky.
Auburn, Florida, Kentucky.
That's Georgia's proposed permanence.
They should be thrilled with that.
Yeah, I would be.
Thrilled with it.
I would be. Here's Florida's.
Okay.
Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma.
You're going too fast.
What?
My brain's not processing as fast as you're talking.
Okay.
So this is Florida.
Yeah, Florida's three permanents.
Okay.
Georgia, South Carolina, Oklahoma.
Butthurt.
That almost ensures that Georgia, Florida will no longer be in Jacksonville. It'd probably go home and home if you go to a 9-game conference schedule. That might eliminate the neutral site games.
Well,
it could. We'll see.
For the St. Simons, Brunswick, Kingsland, Camden County areas, that would be a huge hit.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't happen, but it's quite possible that it could.
I mean, even for Northeast Florida down into Fernandina and Yulee, that's still a huge hit.
Yeah. And finally, South Carolina. You ready?
Yeah.
Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky.
Butthurt.
Yeah, I'd be a little butthurt, but probably the biggest butthurt on this list is Alabama with Auburn, Tennessee, and LSU. That's brutal, man.
That's beyond brutal. Yeah, Nick should be down at the SEC office. He should be standing at the front door at 9 a.m. every day when they open the doors. That's
Texas,
where he should be.
Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Arkansas. But Alabama, probably out of everything I just talked about, probably got a lot to complain about.
It's going to be tough for them. I mean, Tennessee, Auburn, and who's the other one? LSU.
Yeah.
Year in, year out. Only the top two teams play.
We'll see how it plays out. That's rumors.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-STHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Brunswick High basketball girls had their season come to an end in the Final Four of the GHSA tournament. Lovejoy ended the Lady Pirates season 73-62. The Lady Pirates finished the season with a 27-4 mark. Meanwhile, down the swamps of Folkston, the Charlton County Indians have played their way all the way into the final of the Single-A Division II tournament against Wilkinson County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
On the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, you know, in the weekend review, you heard me mention about how good the Jacksonville Jaguars offense was going to be. They're going to have Trevor Lawrence playing quarterback, Travis Etienne at the backfield, and then they're going to have the best ensemble of receivers that we have seen, 1 through 4, since the Greatest Show on Turf.
Come on now.
No, man, I'm being serious. No, they're going to have Calvin Ridley. They're going to have Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, and Marvin Jones, and Evan Engram at tight end. We're not going to see anything like this. The closest thing that we've seen was the days of Oz Akeem and Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt and Marshall Faulk. This is the same thing happening in Jacksonville.
Calvin Ridley is a legit number one receiver in the NFL on any ball club he's on.
You're going to hate, aren't you?
No, I'm just saying Marvin Jones is not a number one receiver.
No, he's going to be the number four.
Okay. Christian Kirk is not your typical number one receiver.
He's a fringe number one receiver. Is that fair? He's a fringe number one receiver.
He's a number two guy that probably is going to have a great year because he's complimenting Ridley, which makes them a good 1-2 punch. But to say greatest show on turf, come on, man, you're stretching a little
bit. No, I'm not. I'm not here because you've got Calvin Ridley, a proven number one, an elite number one. Then you're going to go Christian Kirk, who, as I said, is a fringe number one, that he's going to be at number two. Then you have Zay Jones, who is realistically a two playing the three. And then Marvin Jones, who is a number two receiver playing the four. And, oh, by the way, Evan Engram and Travis Etienne from the tight end and running back positions, respectively. This is going to be nuts. The Jags are going to score a ton of points. It's going to be reminiscent of watching Kurt Warner just throw the ball all over the field.
First of all, Kurt Warner's a Hall of Famer. So, yeah, he did throw the ball all over the field. And they had three Hall of Famers, two Hall of Fame receivers, and a Hall of Fame running back, too, on that football team. But to say that they are the equivalent of the Greatest Show on Turf is a bit of a stretch.
It's not a stretch. I'm telling you, listeners, as we all know,
it's a stretch.
One thing I don't do is exaggerate.
It is a stretch. Potentially, the potential's there for ETN, you know, Trevor Lawrence to end up being Hall of Famers one day. But
the Jags might break the NFL record for points.
No.
Holy cow. They might.
No.
They're fast. They're going to be all over the field. Let's break down their 2023 schedule.
The actual where the teams fall in on the schedule. We got the teams they're going to play. We just don't know what their schedule is going to be yet.
Okay. So they're playing Pittsburgh.
They're at Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Steelers are trying to improve, but you got to think Jacksonville probably a favorite in that football game.
W-1-0.
No, they're not playing them in that order.
Okay. At Cleveland, W-2-0.
You better watch out about Cleveland. They got Deshaun Watson, and they're going to be improved.
Then they play Houston at Houston, W-3-0.
All right. I mean, you're going through this like they're playing these teams back to back to back. Again, explain to our listeners, we have the schedule, but the NFL has not done the schedule release. We know the teams Jacksonville is going to play. We just don't know the dates they're going to play them on.
At Indy, W4-0.
No, the Jags struggle at Indy. You know that. I mean, come on. They always struggle at Indy, even if Indy's a bad team. You just sitting here marking W's. That's a place Jacksonville historically struggles.
They'll host Tennessee, who they own.
No, they don't own Tennessee. They beat Tennessee twice last year, but they had lost 9 or 10 straight to them prior to that.
They'll play the Ravens at home, who likely won't have Lamar Jackson. W6-0.
They beat the Ravens last year, I believe, didn't they?
And then it might get a little tough. The Bengals will come to Jacksonville. That is a home game. W7-0.
They should. That'd be a good game.
They'll host Atlanta.
Falcons are struggling, but if they get Lamar, it could be a different story.
W8-0.
All right.
They'll host Carolina. W9-0. They go to New Orleans, who is, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the best team in the NFC South, but the NFC South stinks. So W10-0. Then they host Tampa Bay, who also is bad. W11-0. They'll go to Tennessee, which, again, they own the Titans. The Titans might not even have Derrick Henry as they're shopping him around. W12-0.
You've lost your mind, man. Then you're sitting here. Jacksonville's won one game in Tennessee in a decade.
They beat them twice last year.
Come on, man.
Swept them last year.
They're not winning at Buffalo. They're not beating Kansas City. They're not beating San Francisco.
Well, let me
Next three.
Okay. Let me get there.
All right.
Then they'll go to Buffalo. So this is what I'm going to say. If they have to go to Buffalo the time of year where there's snow on the ground, you know what? I'll give that game to Buffalo. But if they're going to Buffalo where there's not going to be snow on the ground, Jacksonville's going to win that game too.
They're not.
Because Buffalo can't run the football, and the Jags can. So you know what? Just to make Kit Branch happy here, I'll say L12-1.
I mean, we don't have 17 games listed here. We got 4.
Yeah, there's only like
7, 10, 14. 13, 15. So there's 2 more games we don't have on this list.
But okay. Well, we can deal with those later.
Okay.
And then they're going to host Kansas City in Jacksonville. W.
No. Absolutely not. Come on, man. Kansas City's the Super Bowl champs. They're going to get better. Especially on the defensive side of the ball.
They're going to go to Jacksonville with a target on their back. They're not going to be hungry.
They couldn't beat Mahomes with a broke ankle last year in the playoffs.
They're going to outscore the Chiefs.
The Chiefs beat them twice last year.
That's going to be like a 48-33 type of game that the Jags outscore Kansas City. Write it down.
Yeah.
And San Francisco, they will host San Francisco. W, 14-1 out of the 15 games that we have been given by the NFL.
My goodness.
14-1 is what I've got the Jags at.
Yeah, you need to go get tested for something. Pittsburgh's not going to be a gimme game on the road. Indianapolis is not going to be a guaranteed thing. Tennessee, Baltimore, Cincinnati is not guaranteed.
There's one of those games because Indianapolis is only listed on here once, and aren't they in the Falcon? Or yeah. Aren't they in the Jags division? So there's another win for the Falcon. For the Falcons,
I don't see another Houston game either.
15-1, so that's 16 games.
I don't see the second Houston game either.
And so that the second Houston game would be 16. So I've got the Jags going 16-1 next season.
Let's see. I'll run down mine real quick. I'm going to say
16-1.
Loss, win, win, loss. Win.
If they go 16-1.
Loss, win, 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 loss, loss, loss.
Don't forget the two games not listed.
Indy, win, Houston. Win.
Okay, so do you have them at 16-1 as well?
I got them at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. six, seven. I got them at 10-7 right now, with losses at Pittsburgh, at Indianapolis, home against Cincinnati, a loss at Tennessee, a loss at Buffalo, and losses at home to Kansas City and San Francisco.
There's no way the Jags are losing seven games.
Well, they lost eight last year.
Yeah, but they're going to be better this year. They're going to have Calvin Ridley. They're going to have the greatest show on turf.
Worst case, 12-5 or 13-4 best case.
I'm going 16-1 worst case. Best case, 17-0.
That's why people laugh at you during football season, man.
Nobody laughs at me during football season.
I mean, you're sitting here every week throwing these outlandish things up there. And last week you told our listeners that South Florida was beating Alabama. See, man, you can't establish credibility with our listeners by saying garbage like that.
I do think South Florida is going to beat Alabama.
You are absolutely – you've lost your mind.
Wait and see.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
And in the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
We were just talking about the NFL draft and how good the Jags are going to be next year. Of course, we mentioned that last segment too, and you know, we were talking about, well, they're going to pick at 25, so what would they need? Well, obviously, Kip's sitting here talking about, oh, they'll go get a receiver. Dude, they've already got four. They're loaded at receiver.
They don't
need any more receiving help.
They need help in the secondary.
And that's what I'm saying too.
Offensive line. Possibly an interior defensive lineman, somebody that's going to eat up some space.
Okay. Well, I agree with all of those things, yeah. But the thing that, for me, that's up the utmost importance at 25, the way this draft, and we said this last week, the way this draft is going to shake out, you're going to have a lot of really good corners that are going to be available late in the first round, elite corners, shutdown corners, guys that can take receivers out of games. And the Jags are going to have a couple of them sitting there staring them in the face at 25, and that's where I go if I'm the Jags.
I saw a couple of mock drafts here in the last couple of days that had Jags going tight end at 25 and a couple of others that had them going safety.
I'd be fine with safety. You don't need a tight end. You've got Evan Engram.
I mean,
who had a monster year. They just franchise tagged him.
Can he sustain that? I mean, that's the question about Evan Engram. Can he back that up again? Jury's out on that.
Who was the Rams tight end during all of that, the greatest show on turf? Do you remember who the tight end was?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, because and that's one thing the Jags have in this group that the Rams didn't, is a fantastic tight end to be able to throw the ball to, which is why they're going to be better than the Rams offense.
Jags could address. I looked at their cap number. Boy, they're below. They have no cap space, the Jaguars. They are actually, depending on how their roster plays out, they could be over the NFL cap. So free agency eliminates, there may not be many opportunities there unless they let some big contracts go.
Well, I mean, when you're projected to go 16-1 by Jason Bishop, obviously you've got a good football team, so there's talent. You got to pay guys.
16-1, that's a stretch, dude. They could win 12 games, which would be a good season for Jacksonville. Let's don't sit here and saturate people with 16-1 predictions. Come on, man.
That's what I'm doing. I tell you what, I'll even make you a deal. I'll make you a deal. I'll even come down from 16-1 just to make it a little bit easier. I'll say 15-2, right? If the Jags don't go 15-2, I'll take you for a round of golf.
You already owe me 3 or 4 rounds of golf. I mean, you haven't paid up on any of those bets yet. But
I forgot about those.
Let's think about the greatest team in Jaguar history were the 99 Jacksonville Jaguars. They were loaded. Mark Brunell, Fred Taylor, you know, receivers. Defense was good. Tony Boselli. That team went 15-3. They lost 3 times that season to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, now they own the Titans.
Okay. The 2023 Jaguars are not in the same sentence as the 1999 Jaguars. So let's pump our brakes a little bit.
They're better.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They've got a better quarterback.
They do not.
They're deeper at receiver.
He might be better down the road, but Mark Brunell was a Pro Bowler. He was a good quarterback for that franchise.
You think Trevor Lawrence is chopped liver?
No, I'm just saying he's not. He's there. He's
Trevor
starting
Lawrence
to evolve.
Is a Hall of Famer, dude.
No, he's a second year quarterback. He's not a Hall of Famer.
He's
See,
going
people
to
like
be a
you,
Hall of Famer.
There's people like you that throw all this stuff out there, and people don't live up to it. Then you'll label him as a bust 2 years from now. You were doing the same thing with Blake Bortles just a couple of years ago. Oh, Blake Bortles, blah blah.
Blake he was that beast at Central Florida.
Yeah,
Blake
a
was
beast at Central Florida.
He was.
Wow.
He was. As a matter of fact, Blake Bortles is largely responsible for the emergence of the UCF program turning into a powerhouse in college football.
Blake Bortles.
He's largely responsible for that. He was the first big-time player.
The pieces are being assembled in Jacksonville to have a good team for a long time. I will say that in all honesty. I'm going to, you know, withhold judgment on 16-1 predictions, but they should be a playoff team and continue to evolve into an elite team as long as they keep some of those core pieces together.
16-1, worst case 15-2, and if they don't do that, I'll take you out for a round of golf.
They're going to lose a couple of games they're not supposed to. That's what they do.
They might lose to Cincinnati. They might lose to Buffalo if there's snow on the ground. But other than that, there's nobody on their schedule that's better than they are.
They find ways to lose in Indianapolis. History tells you that. They
find
ways to lose. They find ways to lose in Tennessee.
They own the Titans now. Things have changed,
yeah.
Kip.
We shall see.
These are not the 2015 Jaguars.
Okay, so in that case, then, your argument about Georgia not being the premier program in college football with two current natties is holds,
I never
is
made
true.
This. I never made
you
this
saying they're not. You say Alabama is, but Alabama hadn't won back-to-back national championships. So the history that Jacksonville has struggled in Tennessee all of a sudden doesn't matter because they're beating them twice last year, so they're better than Tennessee.
I never said Georgia wasn't the premier program. What? See, you're putting words in my mouth, and you're taking things that I say, and you're spinning them out of context.
That's what you said.
What I said was that Alabama has won a lot longer than what Georgia has won. Now, right now, Georgia is the, I guess, the premier program. Okay. Like you said, they've got two national championships.
You wouldn't acknowledge that a few weeks ago.
But when you're in conversation and you're talking about, like, I'll give you an example.
All right.
When you're at a high school football game or even a college, we'll do college. When you're at a college football game and you watch a South Florida have a great year, they're not saying bring on Georgia. They're saying bring on Alabama. That's because the perception of Alabama is they are still the premier program. Now, the reality of that isn't the case, but until Georgia wins with that longevity, folks will continue to have the perception of bring on Alabama. So, and that's where Georgia's got to get is where folks stop saying that. And they say bring on Georgia.
So there's your argument then. Then that's why Tennessee should be the favorite in the AFC South because they've won longer than Jacksonville has.
But Jacksonville,
that's your argument.
Jacksonville just swept them last year.
Well, Georgia beat Alabama for a national championship 2 years ago.
Like 2 years ago, but they haven't played Alabama since.
I mean, you can't have it both ways.
I'm not arguing it both ways.
Yeah,
you are. I'm not arguing both ways. And the fact of the matter is, the Jaguars,
they haven't even been as successful as the Colts in the last decade.
You want to start throwing the Alabama stuff around. Alabama has pretty well owned Georgia throughout the year since 2012, except for that national championship game. Other than that, Alabama's won the games.
But Georgia's won the last two national championships.
Yes, I'm acknowledging this. Okay. I'm acknowledging this. I'm not saying that this didn't happen. You're taking what I'm saying and you're turning it into something that I'm not saying, which is kind of what you do here.
I mean, that's what you do. You say stuff, then say you didn't say it.
I didn't say that Georgia wasn't a premier program. I just said Alabama's done it longer, and so they still have the perception of being the premier
program. Who's the elite program in college football right now?
Well, Georgia's the two-time defending national champion.
So they're the elite. They're the king dog in football right now.
They are the team to beat
in college football.
They are the team to beat.
That's all I wanted you to say.
There is no denying that right now the Georgia Bulldogs are the team to beat. But the perception is that Alabama's the king dog.
My work is complete this week.
Okay.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain.
From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-STHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Brunswick High basketball girls had their season come to an end in the Final Four of the GHSA tournament. Lovejoy ended the Lady Pirates' season 73-62. The Lady Pirates finished the season with a 27-4 mark. Meanwhile, down the swamps of Folkestone, the Charlton County Indians have played their way all the way into the final of the Single-A Division II tournament against Wilkinson County. The
Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.